This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings, dear listeners. Welcome once again to For a Better Life. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another episode on A Place, where reflection meets guidance and where the heart listens as deeply as the mind. Today, we explore a universal reality, pain and trials, not as curses, but as teachers. Let us begin with Sa'di. The wound that teaches is more precious than the wound that merely hurts. A soul that learns from sorrow becomes a mirror of light. Every hardship carries a lesson, every tear a reflection, every loss an opportunity to grow. Now, life is not free of pain. The Holy Book of Quran reminded us. Do people think they will be left alone saying we believe and they will not be tested? Every believer faces challenges. Illnesses, loss, betrayal, disappointment. These are not signs of divine anger, but signals that our souls are being refined, our hearts being strengthened, and our character being shaped. Sa'di reflects on this reality. The tree that bears the heaviest fruit is bent with the weight of the wind, yet its roots grow deeper in the soil. Pain is often misunderstood. We fear it, resist it, or deny it. Yet it has a sacred role to teach, to illuminate, and to redirect. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The heart that never endures trials knows not its own strength." Sa'di adds, "The bitter taste of medicine nourishes the body better than the honey alone." Pain and problems are not the enemies, but ignorance is. If we fail to reflect on our suffering, we repeat the same mistake. But if we embrace it, we gain wisdom for a lifetime. Now, patience is the key to transforming hardship into insight. The Holy Book of Quran mentions, O you who believe, seek help through patience and pray. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, patience is the weapon of the believer against the arrows of fate. Sa'di illustrates, he who bends like the reed in the storm will not break. He who resists blindly may shatter. Patience doesn't mean passivity. It is an active engagement with life's trials, a conscious choice to learn rather than collapse. Now, our reflection turns suffering into wisdom. How? Simply by asking ourselves, what can this teach me? How can I respond rather than react? And what virtues does this trial reveal or strengthen in me? Sa'di writes, the heart that questions the wound finds the treasure buried within it. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminded us in this way, consider every hardship a teacher. It speaks in silence to the one who listens. Through reflection, the soul transforms pain into clarity, regret into guidance, and loss into perspective. Now, it may seem impossible, but gratitude has a place even in pain. Acknowledging blessings alongside suffering strengthens the soul. The Quran teaches us, and if you are grateful, I will surely increase your favor. And Sa'di Shirazi beautifully writes, the night is darkest just before the dawn, yet the stars shine all the same. Gratitude does not erase difficulty, but it illuminates the path forward, making wisdom visible in shadows. Suffering cultivates empathy. When we experience hardship, we gain the capacity to understand, comfort, and guide others. And Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, the heart that endures pain with patience is capable of mercy towards all creation. Sa'di echoes this, the wound you carry in silence may heal another's wound when you share the light of your experience. Trials connect hearts. They remind us of our shared humanity and the responsibility we carry to uplift others. Now, wisdom born of pain must be active. Share your insight, serve others in their trials, and try to transform grief into creativity, anger into advocacy, and weakness into care. Sa'di writes, the river that passes through the rocks shapes the land itself. So must suffering shape the soul into action? Each trial is an opportunity to leave a mark, not on the world of stone and dust, but on the hearts of others and the eternal selves.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. And what are some practices for us to transform our pain and hardship into ways to improve? Well, the first one might be to pause and reflect, not react. Recording lessons from each difficulty or serving others with empathy born of experience. Beginning and ending each day with the remembrance of God. And speaking gently to ourselves, forgiving our weakness. Each mindful step strengthens the soul, turning obstacles into teachers and wounds into windows of insight. Now, dear listeners, let's imagine a moment that we were under the pressure of problems and we wanted to react. We wanted to shout out loud that why is it me who is facing the problem? Well, at that moment, if we just pause, as if we're watching a movie, if we just pause the video, reflect on the action that we were making, and think of ourselves as the character of that movie, how would you react? Would we still be shouting, why is it me who's doing this? Why is it me who's facing the problem? I guess no. That is what we mean regarding the Islamic teachings and thoughts. In Islam, we are supposed to reflect on every action that we're making, to understand the moment that we are under the pressure and we feel pressurized and we want to shout for help. And in this moment, we are supposed to recognize ourselves as the character, the main character of our own story, the character who has been promised a life of gratitude for the Creator, for the one who created us free. So these little changes, the next time that I'm pressurized and I want to shout out loud and I remember that I am the character of my own story, I am going to be the hero. So the hero who has a creator who has taught him or her the correct way of behavior would not shout, would rather work harder. Now, dear friends, life's trials are not signs of failure. They are invitations to grow, mirrors to reveal inner strength, and bridges toward wisdom. Sa'di concludes in Bustan, the heart that suffers and reflects shines brighter than the jewels untouched by the fire. From the gardens of Sa'di to the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, let us carry the light of insight, patience and compassion forward, even through life's storms, even in the moments of problems and even in hardship. We still carry the responsibility of being a Muslim, so what's better than staying that Muslim that we have promised to stay? What's better than staying that kind, generous, forgiving, and merciful person to forgive both our own faults and to try to make up for it and do better? So in the moments of problem, in the moments that we feel it's the end of the world, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's not necessarily showing the hardship and problems. Maybe it's the door to a better tomorrow. So reflect on whatever you're doing every day, as we can have this promise with each other to have some moments of reflection every night, to think of every problem, every painful moment that we had, and then look at it from the perspective of the hero of our story. to look at it from the perspective of our great Imams, alayhimu salam, from the perspective of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam, who taught us that hardship and problems are ways to grow. With all these wishes and with this promise that we're going to stay on with each other, let's end today's episode. I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be.